Part 1.
Yeah, I don't need to do anything else.
And what do you want to talk about, Steve? Music?
No, I'm going to talk about Zaha Hadid.
Ah, interesting.
She's an architect, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. A really cool architect. Her buildings are fantastic. Do you know much about her?
No, not really. But I know the name. Is she British?
She was born in Iraq, in Baghdad, but she's lived in London for a long time. I'm not sure if she's got British nationality. She was the first woman ever to win the Pritzker Prize in 2004.
Oh.
That's the biggest prize in architecture, like the Nobel Prize. And it's pretty amazing for a woman to win it. Architecture is still a man's world, really.
Yeah, I bet.
She says that she wanted to be an architect when her father took her to Sumer in the south of Iraq when she was a kid. And of course, Sumer was where the first cities were ever built, thousands of years ago. The oldest architecture in the world.
You studied maths and now you're a DJ. What's the interest in architecture?
Well, I'm not really into all architecture, but there's something about Zaha Hadid that I love. She's a very, well, intellectual architect.
Mm.
She studied maths too. She's got a maths degree and her buildings are so complicated. I'm really interested in technology. And nowadays, well, you can draw something crazy on a piece of paper. And now we've got the technology to actually build it. Anything's possible. You should look at her design for the Dancing Towers.
Dancing Towers? Great name.
Yeah, it's going to be built in Dubai. Or anyway, I hope it's going to be built in Dubai. It's a really crazy building. It's really organic, you know? It looks like a plant or something.
Wow.
And I think my favourite is the one she's doing in Abu Dhabi, the Performing Arts Centre. It's going to be beautiful. It's all round shapes, just like nature. Really beautiful.
She must be a busy woman.
Well, a few years ago, people said that her buildings were just not practical. They were too expensive to build. But now, as I said, anything's possible. She's got buildings and projects all over the world. North America, Asia, Europe, you name it. Yeah, her designs are expensive to build, but she does other things too.
Like what?
She designs all sorts of things. Furniture, things for the home, handbags, shoes. They're fantastic. They're made of plastic, so they're soft. They kind of move to the shape of your foot. And of course, they can be recycled. And her stuff isn't too expensive either.
Well, thanks for that, Steve. We really must get some pictures of her buildings up on the website. Especially the ones that you talked about. I want to see the Dancing Towers.
I'll give you some links. There's loads of stuff.
That would be great. Thanks again and bye.
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 Part 2.
Lady Blemley knew that her house party was going to be difficult to organize because it would last several days and the guests would have to sleep in her large house. She always tried to invite guests who were talented and entertaining. Some people were invited because they were good at acting and others because they were good at playing the piano. To this particular house party, Lady Blemley invited Cornelius Appin. People said that he was clever. But when he was at the party, he said very little. One afternoon, it was raining, and all the guests were in the living room. Cornelius Appin said, "I have made the most important scientific discovery in the history of the world. I have worked on this particular problem for many years." "What is this fantastic discovery?" asked Sir Wilfrid, another one of Lady Blemley's guests. "I have taught animals how to speak, I have experimented with thousands and thousands of animals. 7 months ago, I began to work with cats. And there are cats who are more intelligent than other cats. Tobermory is one of these intelligent cats. In fact, he is the first animal that I have taught to speak perfectly. All the guests looked at Cornelius. Nobody said a word. Finally, after a minute or two, Miss Reska said, "I understand. You have taught Tobermory to say and understand very simple sentences like go or come." "No, no," said Cornelius patiently. "Little children learn short sentences first, but Tobermory is a very intelligent animal. I taught him to speak English perfectly and completely. I think we should see the cat, and then we can judge for ourselves," suggested Lady Blemley. So Wilfrid left the room and went to look for the cat. A minute later, Sir Wilfrid came back in the room. His face was white. He was obviously very excited. "It's true! It's true!" he shouted. "I found Tobermory sleeping on a chair in the smoking room. I told him to come to the living room immediately. He opened his eyes slowly and looked at me. Then he said, 'I'll come when I want to. Now, go away.' I almost fainted."